All right, it is news time. News brought to you by Nom Nom, life in the snack lane in Haven Real Estate. All right, Steve.
Jay, I don't know. This is not really it is a story. It's a viral video that happened, I guess, though, on TikTok.
Okay.
And it's just a very strange situation of a woman was saying that she got a text from her roommate.
Okay.
About something.
Mm-hmm.
Asking her to stop displaying potatoes on the dining room table because it was weird.
Huh.
The thing is,
she wasn't displaying potatoes?
Not displaying potatoes.
Oh.
Didn't know what she was talking about. Then she realized that it was the bowl of kiwis on the table.
Okay.
So you know how people like set up fruit?
Yes.
Like apples, bananas,
right, yeah.
Kiwis,
mm-hmm.
whatever. So that's what this person was doing. But
stop displaying potatoes. That seems weird. Yeah, that would be weird.
Her roommate thought it was potatoes. And
either that's a blurry camera or blurry eyes.
Two things can be true at the same time.
True. Although from a distance, maybe a kiwi could look like a potato.
It's a little bit more fuzzy, though.
Yeah, again, yeah.
Yeah.
So was her vision.
Well, this person responded by then actually putting potatoes in the bowl.
That's a great idea, yeah.
And the roommate did not find that funny.
I imagine. Time to get a new roommate.
Perhaps.
Yeah, the mistaken text thing is always fun to try to decipher. Oh, usually it's more fun when it's, just typos or autocorrects that have corrected it to the wrong thing. Always my favorite. When your spell check corrects it to a word, you're like, I've never used that word. Why would I put that word in a text?
Right. I've never understand. Said that before.
I've
in
never
my life.
Said that. It's not like you've been trained. You know, it's not like some sort of smart AI is helping me. No.
Yeah.
I've never said that. I will never type that. Please get that out of there. Hate that.
Have you gotten one recently?
I can't think of it off the top of my head, but it has been weirder lately in the last, like, I would say 3 to 6 months where it's correcting to what it thinks I'm saying,
uh-huh.
and it's so far off that I'm like, what? What is that? Half the time, I don't even look, and I send it, and I'm like, what? No.
Oh, man. Did you see the, I shared this on our Facebook page. What was that? Tuesday?
Okay.
Did you see the text that I
I don't think I did.
Conversation that I had? So I was using our text line.
Oh, I did see. Yes, my wife showed me that. You're like, wait, what? That doesn't even...
I don't know,
none of that makes any sense.
It sure doesn't.
Yeah.
So Penny was nice enough to text on Tuesday. I think it was Tuesday.
Yeah.
Maybe Monday. I can't remember.
Yeah, it's the 24th. It was Tuesday.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So she said, good morning. Thanks for keeping us going. Merry Christmas to you and yours. Very nice.
Very nice.
And so I replied, good morning, Penny. Absolutely. Thank you. Merry to Christmas to you and your as too.
Yeah, Merry to Christmas to you and your as too. Like, what? And that, by the way, is using a keyboard.
Yes, correct.
Like an actual computer keyboard, not like a phone keyboard.
Yeah, and then I responded again, and I was trying to say you as well, or
right.
you and yours too. Can I defend myself a little
sure,
bit
go
as well?
Sure, go for it. Yeah, go for the Merry Christmas to you and your as too.
Yeah. I was also, so I was either going to say you as well or you and yours too. And the thing was, I had originally typed in one of those and then for whatever reason decided in my head, oh, you know, it'd be better to say it the other way.
I should add something because the first time you type it certainly could not be good enough.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to fix it.
Uh-huh.
And I guess when I fixed it,
right,
I didn't completely fix it.
Yeah.
And so that came out.
You know what I really like about that is it comes back as it's like, you know, it says my name on it, which is so great because it's like, oh, Jay replied, good morning, Penny. Absolutely. Thank you. Merry to Christmas to you and yours as too.
Oh, they don't see that, though.
No, thank goodness.
But it shows up on the screen.
It
that
does.
You wrote it.
Yeah. Well, Merry Christmas to you and your as too. At first, I thought it said and said, I thought you were one letter away from saying something else. I thought it said, yeah, I think you know what I thought it said.
Yeah, I am fully
and
aware.
Your as, too. I thought, because my wife showed it to me, I said, whoa, what did he say? Because I was.
Well, that's why I had to also then immediately respond again.
Yeah, say sorry, but I didn't mean that.
3 minutes later.
Hey, happy Merry Christmas to you and your blank, too. Wow.
Easy.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Time for another one?
Another text message?
Another story.
Oh, another story? If you want one.
I'll take one, you know?
Story number two.
Another text message? Yeah, let me text you right now.
Careful.
All right, Steve Heskey. Yeah.
To you and yours, Jay.
No. Let me see if it's... There we go.
Okay.
There it is.
All right. We'll see if I get that.
Sent it to you.
From, let's see here. All right. Oh, okay. I'll be quick. Speed Eater Leah, can't pronounce her last name, took home a Guinness World Record.
She's a speed eater. Oh, she's a professional eater. Yeah.
Yep. She consumed 49 grams of green cotton candy in 60 seconds.
49 grams. I have no idea.
I don't really know how big it looks from the video that I'm seeing. It's like a...
Well, cotton candy obviously doesn't weigh much.
It's like a full... It's a plate. It's a mountain on a plate, basically.
Okay. Let me look at it here. That's a big mound. That's the size of a bowling ball, basically.
Okay. Bowling ball.
In a minute?
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, doesn't it just... Oh, yeah. That actually looks like a lot. Oh, that's gross.
Yeah. It's a lot of...
Well, it's a lot of sugar.
Yeah, a lot of sugar.
I would say like the first half, like all these eating things, not terrible. But by the time you get... Well, it probably dries your mouth out. Oh, okay, now it's gross. Okay, now I'm done watching.
Yeah, I mean, what, you get like maybe halfway?
Yeah, maybe.
And then it's, yeah. She was asked why it was green.
Good question, actually. I was thinking the same thing.
And said it's quite grinchy.
Hmm.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You want to be my BFF and go to the lake and my brothers?
Ooh, wow. You have to say yes to that, Steve.
Is he extending an invitation that is not...
I just did.
Kevin James.
Can he do that?
I kind of do what I want with my brother and his stuff.
Oh, what a lucky boy your brother is.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Final story brought to you by the Good Feet Store, Steve.
Jay, I got a list for you.
All right.
And a good memory. You know you've overdone it this holiday season when? I've got a list of, 10 to 15-ish things.
I'm ready.
And I think you'll find some of them humorous.
I better.
You know you've overdone it this holiday season when? You wrapped your dog, your cat, and your Roomba just because they were standing still.
Your Roomba. Also, does anybody still have a Roomba? Text now.
You still have it. Maybe you got one for Christmas.
I'm just curious. I mean, we had one for a while, and I don't know. It just stopped working, and it wouldn't charge, and then it was a whole thing.
You ever step on it?
It got stuck a lot. It always got stuck under that one chair, didn't it, babe? We had to keep putting, like, blankets. And by the way, in case anybody knows, I don't call Steve, babe. My wife's here. I realize that could seem weird if someone just tuned in. They're like,
hey, babe.
They're like, what just happened? Kevin takes a vacation. Jay starts calling Steve babe. It got to be more work to make sure that it didn't get stuck and all the things than just take the vacuum out and vacuum. It was just a thing.
You're right, babe.
Yeah, you know what I mean, babe?
Yeah.
So, yeah. If you still have one of those, text in 509-441-0999, babe. All right, back to you, babe. I got you, babe.
You know you've overdone it this holiday season when the gingerbread house you built has a 3-car garage and central heating.
Okay, I like that. Yeah, just too much.
Yeah. Two for two so far,
yeah,
Jay.
Yeah, not bad.
You've overdone it this holiday season when your credit card company called to make sure you didn't buy an actual reindeer. All right, that one was a fail.
All right, well, I mean, you can't be perfect.
Yeah, two for three. Swinging them. All right, how about this one?
Although I have wondered how much they are after we went to the reindeer farm in Leavenworth. I'm curious. I'm like, how much are those?
How much is a reindeer?
Yeah. Like if you wanted to buy it, how much would it be?
Not for sale.
No, I don't think that's right. How much is a reindeer? How much? Let me try again. How much does?
Yeah, please.
A reindeer cost.
Please be grammatically correct.
Well, I just feel like it's a better question. What? Oh, wow. Between $10,000 and $20,000. No wonder they charge that much to get us through that reindeer place. Now I feel bad. So I mean, the males die. What'd they say? 3 years? That life expectancy?
Yeah, they're not very long.
Yeah, like 3 years for a reindeer. That's no wonder they have to.
Huh?
Yeah. Back to you.
That's like $10,000 a year. No, that's not right.
That's really bad math.
It'd be 30.
Heck to you.
Never mind. You know you've overdone it this holiday season when you've used so much glitter, your entire family now sparkles like disco balls.
Okay, I mean, you know, all right.
I'll get half credit on
that
one. How about this one? You know you've overdone it this holiday season when your ugly Christmas sweater has working lights and Bluetooth speakers.
Okay. I like the lights. I have seen them with lights. Not with speakers, but with lights.
Yeah, those are nice.
You know you overdone it when your spouse takes away your credit card. I thought that was going to be in there, but nobody would do that.
No. You know what's weird?
That did not happen.
Your wife gives similar looks that you give. And I see it, and it's just like, yeah. Okay. We got time for some more?
Yeah, back to you.
Okay.
One more. Give us your best shot. This better be good, or I'm coming in there.
I'm debating.
I know. Now you're a lot of pressure.
Which one is the best? All right. Well, if you don't like this one, then give me another chance.
Okay.
So this might be the last one.
All right.
You know you've overdone it this holiday season when your elf on the shelf has filed for workers' comp due to holiday exhaustion.
One more, Steve. Well, give us your best one.
All right. This might not be the last one, depending on
how long can we possibly go?
Jay, we got till 10.
Yeah.
You know you've overdone it this holiday season when... how about this one? You decorated your bathroom, and now you can't shower without feeling judged by Santa. All right, Jay, I got one more for
you. One more. Just one more chance.
You know you've overdone...
No, seriously, just one more. Here we go.
You know you've overdone it this holiday season when... You mailed this fruitcake to every single contact in your phone, including your dentist. Jay, I'm out of breath. I don't know.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
And Morgan might have a child, but he won't slow down.
Well, I mean, he already has one, so.
Yeah, I know, another.
Yeah, he could have another one, yeah. But, he just doesn't seem to really affect him. He's not writing songs about kids at this point yet.
Kevin James.
No, unless his kid's a beer.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Hey, beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
All right, beat the show time brought to you by Indaba Coffee Roasters. Thanks to them. 509-441-0999. You can call and you can play. And we'll get you a $25 gift card to Indaba Coffee Roasters.
That's right. I think I screwed up the phones, Jay. So.
You looks like did you lock them out accidentally?
Possibly.
Nah. All right, 509-441-0999. We'll take the next caller then who can play beat the show. We already have a very limited number of people actually working today. At least I believe that's true.
Today here or today in?
Yes.
Well, I mean, I thought you were just saying in general.
I am, but yes, here as well.
Okay.
I mean, it's the Friday between Christmas and Thanksgiving, Christmas and New Year's. It tends to be a bit on the slow side.
That's true.
For everyone. You want to grab that?
Hold on one second.
Go for it. I mean, it definitely seems to be slow. Maybe the Friday, this might be the least worked. I mean, who wants to work on the Friday between the two holidays other than Steve and I? No one? Okay, that's what I thought. Hey, Shannon, happy birthday. Shannon's not only working, but she's working on the Friday between the holidays, and it's her birthday. So happy birthday, Shannon. Shout out you. All right, Jesse, are you ready to play a little Beat the Show today?
Yes, and my wife, Jordan, is here with me.
What's up, Jordan?
Hi.
How are you guys?
Doing well. You?
Very good. Thank you for asking. Appreciate it. Are you guys off to work? Just out shopping? What's going on with you guys today?
Just running around, spending some time together.
There you go. Nice. Oh. And do you have all the way off through until the 2nd then, or how does it work for you guys?
Pretty much, yeah.
Wow, very good. All right, well, let's see how we do today. It's 2024. You got to challenge me. Steve made the questions. Pass if you get stuck, okay? And I wish you good luck.
Perfect. Thank you.
You bet.
All righty, here we go. High Potential, which is a TV show that stars Caitlin Olsen, premiered this year. Caitlin previously played DeAndra Reynolds on what TV show?
Pass.
What team won the World Series in 2024?
Ooh.
At. Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck broke up this year. What is Ben's younger brother's name?
Casey.
What country artist released the song Sounds Like the Radio in 2024?
Backtop.
Florida won the Stanley Cup in 2024. What is their mascot?
Oh, gee. You guys... making it hard today. Pass on that one.
Okay. Who is the Top Gun Maverick star that was in the 2024 movie Twisters?
What is that character? I know who that guy is, but I can't remember his name. Pass.
What has been your favorite moment of 2024?
1 year anniversary with my wife.
Oh, there you go. I like that. All right. Awesome. Let me wave back, Jay.
How'd it go, guys?
Hey, Jay, we made it real easy for you to win today. It's more pressure. Remember last time I called, I said it's a lot of pressure when you're on the radio instead of just by yourself?
Right.
It's double the pressure when your wife is in the car next to you and you're really trying to impress her by winning on the radio.
And she's judging everything like, man, yeah. I married an idiot. Hey, my wife's in the studio today. I'm sure she's thinking the same thing multiple times. She's had to sit through, 2.5 hours of it already. So don't feel bad.
Yeah. Well, plus yesterday, too.
Yeah, and yesterday, yeah.
And the car ride here, the car ride
back. Okay, that's enough, Steve. You're not helping. All right, let's see how I do. Good luck, guys. Hang on for a second. Here we go.
All right, Jay. High Potential, which is a TV show that stars Caitlin Olsen, premiered this year. Caitlin previously played DeAndra Reynolds on what TV show?
What? Pass. What?
Okay. All right. It's not that confusing. What team won the World Series in 2024?
The Dodgers.
Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck broke up this year.
Uh-huh.
What is Ben's younger brother's name?
Oh, boy. Pass.
What country artist released the song Sounds Like the Radio
Zach
in 2024? All right. Florida won the Stanley Cup in 2024. What is their mascot?
The Florida Panthers.
Who is the Top Gun Maverick star that was in the 2024 movie Twisters?
Glenn Powell.
What has been your favorite moment of 2024?
My daughter's wedding.
All right.
Is that it?
Yeah, you.
Give me the, what was the third one?
Jennifer Lopez, Ben Affleck, what's his younger brother's name?
Yeah, I can't remember. Oh, gosh, dang,
that's
it's
not
right
correct.
On my tip
that's,
of my...
Was that hyphenated?
So it's not, I can't remember.
Yeah.
that was all one word.
Oh, one word, okay.
Is one word. Affleck. Lesser known, also, clearly.
Yeah, lesser known. Yeah. No, that's the fourth sibling.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
All right, let's see how we did, Jesse.
All right, I promise this question.
By the way, did Jordan
sense.
Answer any of the questions, Jesse, or just stare at you?
She knew Zach Top right off the bat, and the other one, she just looked at me like I was an idiot.
Well, at least she knew one. That's good. I think as long as it was on the right question, we'll see.
I guess
and she liked my last answer, so...
Oh, okay. Oh, I can't wait to hear it. All right. Well, let's wait till we get there. Don't spoil it for me. All right. Let's see how we did.
High Potential TV show that stars Caitlin Olsen.
I don't even know
year.
What this was.
Yeah, that one, that should be a point for each of us.
Okay. You know
Steve
what?
Went off the rails.
Yeah, I feel like that was really complicated and convoluted. I don't even know what you said. I don't care what the answer is. Actually, what was the answer?
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Okay, next.
All right.
1-1
What team won the World Series in 2024?
I mean, I had the Dodgers. Jesse,
see.
What'd you have?
Passed on that one.
I had no clue.
Oh, you couldn't get there. Oh, all right. All right.
You keeping score, Jay, or do you want
I got it. Yep. Okay, oh, yeah. I'm here to help. 2-1
That you are. Jennifer, and answer questions like this. Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck broke up this year. What is Ben's younger brother's name?
Yeah, I just can't remember.
Oh, but Jesse did. Casey.
Oh, Casey, that's right. All right, well, 2-2 Fair enough.
Also a famous Affleck.
Affleck.
Along with the duck.
Correct.
What country artist released the song Sounds Like the Radio?
Well, I know Jordan got Zach Top, and I assume that helped then, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Yep. Well, very good. Sounds Like the Radio, 3-3 What a game.
Yeah, double the Zach Top.
Yeah.
Florida won the Stanley Cup in 2024. What is their mascot?
I had the Panthers.
Yep, there was another pass on that one.
I did not know that one.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, well, you know, Florida hockey, not that big of a deal here probably. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good
fair
point.
Enough, yeah.
Yeah, Panthers is correct, by the way.
Thank you.
Who is the Top Gun Maverick star that was in the 2024 movie Twisters?
I mean, I said Glenn Powell.
You did, and another pass on that one, although he was, I think he had it pictured, you had him pictured in your head, didn't you?
Yeah. Have you seen the movie?
Yeah.
Is it good?
Like
Oh, the original's better. Okay.
You know, I'm one of those guys. The original. I'm getting up at the age where I'm like, you don't need to remake some of these. Like, if they remake the Goonies, I'm moving out of the United States.
Forget about the whole election thing making you move. It's going to be the Goonies. Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
You draw the line at Goonies. Yeah, I like that.
100%.
Yep. All right. I mean, that's fair.
All right.
Look, Glenn Powell.
Nobody can replace Sean Astin. Darn it. Don't even try.
I wouldn't do it.
Glenn Powell. Oh, 1 point me.
And what has been your favorite moment of 2024?
Jeez. I mean, I said my daughter's wedding. I feel like that was a great moment.
Yeah, I mean, that's good.
Yeah.
But does it top Jesse's 1 year anniversary with his wife, who is sitting next to him right now,
ooh,
looking at him in his beautiful eyes?
Well done.
I think it's even. That's even because, I mean, that's the ultimate goal, right?
You're very smart. First of all, yes, I'm sure that is actually a true statement. And also, your wife staring at you, thinking he's already missed 3 questions. If he gets this one. If he gets this one wrong, we're going to pull the car over and it's going to be one of us on here, and that's it. One on the side of the road, one in the car. Guys, I'm going to give you the gift card. I'm going to do it anyway. Why not? So congratulations. Give you a $25 gift card to Indaba Coffee Roasters. And congratulations. When was your anniversary, Jordan?
May 28th.
You notice how I asked you?
Yeah.
Much appreciated.
You're welcome, Jesse.
Much appreciated.
That's what I do, man. Hold on for a second, you guys, all right?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. I mean, I'm not going to ask him that.
Oh, man. You can't afford to
get another one wrong.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Cloud showers and some afternoon isolated thunderstorms.
Kevin James.
Oh, wait. It is like yesterday, but it's today.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
Okay, Steve, stat of the daytime.
Yes, sir. How many people you think have hunted for hidden Christmas presents?
So you're talking about this is before Christmas, and they're going to go try to walk around the house and see where their whoever has hidden presents.
Yep. Researchers have...
37%.
Is that for real?
Is that a bad guess?
That's exactly the right number.
Is it really? Oh, wow. Look at us go over here. Huh? Huh?
Have you heard this before?
No, I just guessed. I don't know. Even if I had heard it, I wouldn't remember it, Steve. So, no.
What hide that? Them and find them a year later.
That might be just you.
What
honey.
Did she say?
What percentage of people hide them and then find them the next year?
That's next year's survey.
Yeah, that's the one where you're like, well, what is it? What was it? You just found something.
Slippers.
Oh yeah, slippers for me. Yeah,
I
that's
think
right.
It was 2 years actually.
Yeah, she's like, hey, I got some slippers. Who found them?
Emma found them in her closet.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So now you got two pairs of slippers?
Well, I mean, I think I was just struggling through with the old pair at that some point. And, yeah, so I got slippers 2 years later.
Okay, that's fair enough. Well, Jay, now
thank you, honey. I really appreciate it.
Now that you've ruined my stat.
Oh, dang it, Steve.
By guessing exactly correctly.
Wow.
let me also say, research has found 37% of adults have hunted high and low for their gifts.
Mm-hmm.
8 in 10 have wound up finding them.
And do they then open them? That's the question.
Oh, researchers didn't go that
far. They didn't get crazy with it.
Yeah,
yeah. Man, over a third of people look for their presents as grown-ups? That's weird.
You think so?
I mean, have you ever done it?
I mean, if I had the opportunity.
Let me ask my wife, make her be honest. Have you ever hunted for presents? You're like looking for your own present in the house.
No. Who has time for that?
That's true. You don't. Yeah.
I got plenty of time.
Yeah, Steve's got time. Yeah, you could farm Steve out to do that. Hey, I'll hire to come over and see if you can find where my presents are hidden.
Ooh, do you think
really hide them. I mean, it's like literally here in the corner under a blanket or something. Don't look in there. Don't look in the closet right now on the floor right in front of my shoes. Don't look there because that's your present. And then I don't know if she ever looks nuts. She's saying she doesn't, so I believe her.
Okay.
Yeah. She likes the surprise part of it.
Happy marriage, you know?
That's what they say, Steve.
Yeah.
Hide stuff under a blanket in your closet and you'll have a happy marriage. Remember that saying.
That's the line.
That was the one, yeah.
Yeah. You think if I... Jay, here's a business idea.
Mm-hmm.
You know how you always talk about, food on a stick or whatever it is?
What?
Isn't that what you're...
Oh, that every good food could be put on a stick?
Yeah, and don't you want to, like open a restaurant or something?
Yeah, food on a stick. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, okay. So what if I open a business
mm-hmm.
that's like a private eye sort of situation,
mm-hmm.
but for gifts? Like, you want to find what your, husband, wife, brother, sister...
bought you.
Yeah.
And you're the super sleuth who's going to go into the house and find it for a fee.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Welcome me into your house.
Yeah.
I'll go through your cabinets, your drawers.
Right. Wow. What a great idea. Hire a stranger to come to your house.
And
search through your drawers. Because my wife said no one has time for that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Where does the stick come in?
No sticks involved.
Oh,
I'm saying it's
I was confused.
I'm saying I want to start a business like you want to start a business.
I understand now, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So you think people would...
Private eye, gift finder.
Yeah, yeah. Something like that.
Okay.
He's a gift finder.
Yeah. I mean, depending on the cost, wouldn't be a bad idea. If you could clean up a little before you left, we could, double dip.
I don't know. I'd do it for like $20.
Oh, wow. You're going to get hired for that.